Recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's Larry's Rant, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here's Larry.
Hey, everybody. We are so happy. Yeah! We got a live studio audience here. Hey, welcome, everybody. We have been excited to get this thing going. We've been working months on it. We've spent thousands of dollars, a lot of planning, a lot more than we wanted to, probably. Yeah, we got a lot of buttons to push, so we hope we can make it. Today's August 15th, our inaugural episode, and guess
happy
what?
Happy birthday to you, Larry. That's all you get, buddy. Wait, say you get one more thing. Here it comes. That's it, Larry. It's as far as you get. Happy birthday.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Here, I thought I was going to get a cake. You promised me a cake.
Good luck.
Yeah, there you go. So, man, I got to tell you, I'm walking on Golden Street. I got Medicare. I got a Medicare Advantage plan.
That's what I have.
I'm telling you, now I got a podcast. What more can you ask for?
Larry, I want to know why in the world... do you need a podcast? Why did you even do this?
I did not need a podcast. You're the one that kept telling me to do it, begging me to do it, commanding me to do it. You name it, you did it.
Well, you know, Larry, you're kind of known to have a voice and an opinion and all that. So it's probably good that
every now and then I come across an opinion. You know, what some of you probably don't know is Randy and I really are great friends. And he and his wife and my wife, Carol, we all go to dinner every Wednesday night. So I would get on some rant and some whatever, you know, and I'd be out there at dinner and he'd look at me and go, you need a podcast. You need a podcast. He wore me down is what he really did, folks.
Got them, Larry. Everybody has them now. So, you know, it's the thing to do. So, you know, we're on Medicare, so let's get a podcast.
So we can say what we want because we're on Medicare, right? Well, seriously, folks, the reason we're doing this is because, you know, America has lost its voice. Or let me put it this way. America has lost its conservative voice. Not that I think that I'm going to become America's voice. I'm not that egotistical. But what I am is an American, and I've got a voice, and I want to be heard. Now, I will tell you, Randy, America found a voice in social media a few years ago, but the liberals panicked and began a mass censorship. How many of your friends have you heard about being put in Facebook jail, Twitter jail, or shows being canceled off of YouTube? You know,
Larry, I got canned. Mine got cut off.
What did you do?
I don't know. I guess too much Trump repost or whatever. But it's 3 or 4 years ago. I got cut off.
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, well, there you go. See, so America had a voice. They appreciated it. They were jumping on Facebook and different social medias, Twitter back then. And all of a sudden, they started getting put in jail and got their accounts, you know, stopped and all kinds of things. I even actually started this Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews as a Facebook page back in November of 2020. And I did a few videos. In fact, they're still up, believe it or not. I can't believe they didn't take them down. But back in 2020, I started it and did a couple of videos, got some traction. I got over 500 followers at the time and only did a couple of videos. And then bang. It all went down.
Shut you down.
It shut me down. And, you know, I'm obviously the owner of Bobby's Country Cooking here in Little Rock, our restaurant. And do you know, they shut us down, and for 8 or 9 months, I didn't even have access to my Bobby's page. People would listen to me because I would do a daily video, you know, telling people what the menu was, our specialty pie, different things. And people were coming in going, hey, why did you quit all of your videos? You know, I watched you every day. And I finally just told him, I said, folks, the reason I'm not posting anything, because I got put in Facebook jail and got it taken away. I actually had to go, a friend of mine knew an ad agency that worked real close with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
They had a sales representative, believe it or not, from Facebook that calls on them and works with them. They got him involved, and it took him months to figure out what was going on. And, you know, all they did was they kept telling us, well, Carol, my wife's Facebook page got hacked and they took you off as the admin. That's what they kept telling me. That was all a lie. Finally, he drilled and drilled and drilled and finally got permission. I finally wrote a letter and said, if you will give me my Bobby's page back, then I will take the rants, raves, and reviews. I'll never touch it again. And you could go to it. And until really just about a month or so ago when we started to advertise this, I hadn't touched it.
Right, right.
And I went off of my personal Facebook page because I got really kind of tired of seeing, you know, how many of my friends were really liberal and stupid.
I understand.
Well, I mean, you know,
I wasn't on there.
You know, I shook my head going, I thought I went to church with you people, or I thought I knew you people, but apparently I don't, because, man, you've got some really strange thought processes. So I went off of it because, again, I wanted to keep my business page at Bobby's safe.
Right.
So I went off of Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. I went off of the personal stuff. So here's what I can say. America has been silenced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, America's been silenced by the government. Okay. Let's take in consideration the scamdemic, as I call it, during the Pelosi, the Pelosi plague. Okay. We all had to wear masks.
Right.
All that really wanted to do was a representation of shutting America up. I called it the communist muzzle, okay? And that's still what I call it. Those masks, those little paper masks didn't do a blooming thing for us. I don't care. And I still see people wearing the stupid things, and I don't know why. But that was representative to close us down, to shut our mouths, because they got tired of hearing from us. The communist government, the communist regime that's in charge of this country, they wanted to shut us down, and that was one way of silencing us. Stolen elections is another way the government has done it.
Mm-hmm.
You can never convince me that 2020 wasn't stolen. I'm telling you, it is. And, you know, there's two standards of laws. One that I have to live by, and the other that the government people get to live by. Okay?
Yeah.
Social media. Again, put in jail, mass liberal censorship. Well, that silenced America. Political correctness. Good gosh, political correctness has destroyed our country. You've got friends, family, leaders, bosses. I got to tell you, even pastors has silenced America.
What about the news? I mean, that's just another realm.
You know, I'd like to discuss that with you, but since I haven't watched any news, do you know that the last newscast that I ever watched was during the 2020 election when Fox, they called Arizona,
right?
I went click.
Yep.
I hadn't watched probably the news in 10 years before
that,
Randy.
Right. Right.
You know me, I just don't watch the news because if their mouth is moving, I know they're lying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just don't trust them. So, you know, that's another way. Fear. You know, people just remain silent out of fear because people's going to judge them. But here's what I always try to tell people. Liberals only believe in free speech if you're agreeing with them. So I got to tell you, on this podcast, it's designed to inform, to motivate, and even teach American conservatives, don't stop talking. Don't let everyone silence you. Speak up. We've been silenced too long. We've stood back and let them destroy our country. And it's time that we speak up again. And we have lost the America that you and I grew up in. We really have. So you have a voice. I've got a voice. And we've got to speak up. We got to speak up for our own health, our emotional and mental health. And we've got to let a conservative voice be heard once again. So, you asked the question, why in the world did we do a podcast?
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell, buddy.
All right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial break, believe it or not. And we'll be right back, okay?
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Well, you wanted to talk a little bit about an election, right?
Right.
Now, do you really want to bring that up?
Well, Larry, you know, here's let me change stuff here. Here's my thinking on these elections.
Okay.
And what I want to rant about is when you see Trump have 10, 20,000, 30,000 people at his rallies, mm-hmm. and then you see Biden or whoever it is have 3,000 or 2,000 or 1,500.
Yeah.
Just looking at that. And then you look at the polls and they say, okay, we're at 43% and 42%. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
That is
a crock. It doesn't make any sense.
I've never believed in all of those polls. I never have and I never will. I mean, you know, even polls that were so close, oh, you got to stay up and watch late night because it's too close to call. And then all of a sudden, bam, somebody will blow people out. Okay.
Right.
That poll, have we not learned that polls just don't work? Have you ever been polled?
Nope.
I never have. Nope. I've never been polled. They're not going to call guys like us.
May not call Arkansas. Maybe that's it.
Could be. But you know, everybody has hope that Trump, you know, is going to win this election. Everyone's all excited, but here's what I would ask you. Have we changed anything?
No.
Have we changed anything at all? Have we changed the machines?
No.
Have we changed the software?
Nope.
Have we changed the drop boxes?
Nope.
Have we changed any laws protecting our election system?
Not that I know of.
So here's what I would ask, Randy. How can we expect anything different than from the last election when we haven't changed anything at all?
Well, we've had time.
Oh, yeah, we've had time, that's for sure. But you know what? I would say that the Republicans have been in charge of Congress. They've had control of it, what, 2, 3 years now? What have they done? You see, I blame the Republicans as much as I do the liberal Democrat communist. I really do.
Yeah.
Because had we had real conservative leadership, they would have walked in and said, okay, y'all stole one election from us. We're not going to let you steal another one. So before 2024 gets here, we're going to change a bunch of these laws. There's not going to be all these drop boxes. We're not going to have the mules pulling up with trunk loads of ballots that we put out there and that we copied off. We're not going to put paper up to all of the windows. We're not going to allow all of this. But they stood back and did nothing. And that's because the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. I would love to argue that they're not. But I got to tell you, they've covered up too much.
We got some lame Republicans in there, too. So have you heard anything on this Elon Musk money, 40-something million a month coming in to use for, I don't know, election change?
I had somebody talk to me, and they said that Elon Musk was giving $45 million per month.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Now, I have not confirmed this. But they said he's given $45 million a month to the Republican Party, but it must be spent completely on cleaning up the election process. Now, I don't know how much you can spend on cleaning up the election process unless you're willing to change the laws.
Well, who's going to do it? Who's he going to write the check to? The government?
Well, no, he's giving it to the Republican Party. And supposedly the Republican Party is working hard to clean up the election integrity. Well, have you seen any difference? I mean, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over, expecting different results?
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think
Is that not what we're doing here?
Sounds like it.
So, yes, you know, Trump can fill any stadium that he wants to go to. We can see that.
Mm-hmm.
But he did that before in the 2020 election.
Right.
You know, you I have to be careful here because I can't really talk completely about it. But a friend of mine has a friend that has some camera issues with the, let's say, Biden campaign in the 2020 election, and how they would set up the rooms and make it look like Biden had a big audience in the auditorium. But people would sneak around with cell phones when they weren't supposed to and show all the emptiness behind him or behind the cameras.
Right.
You know, they'd take one little corner of all of this and film it and make it look like he had a big audience. But he only had a couple of hundred people there. So, you know, and it also, Randy, if you'll remember, after the 2020 election, I was so disappointed. I truly was. It just rocked my world. And we were out to dinner one night, you and Donna and Carol and I, and I looked at you and said, Randy, this is the last election I'm voting in. I have voted in every election that I can.
I remember that.
Okay? And I said, I'm not voting in another one. And what'd you do?
Well, I told you, you had the votes. The only thing you got.
You scolded me. You scolded me about it. And I said, well, I just don't think I'm going to do it. So I've had 4 years to think about it. But here's what I'm going to tell you. And these are my closing thoughts on this subject. Okay? If Donald Trump is on the ballot, and that's a big question. I mean, they tried to kill him once.
Yeah, I hope he will be.
That's the first. Okay?
He should be.
If he's on the ballot, I will go vote for him. But here's what I can tell you. If he's not, I'm going to go do a write-in ballot for Tiger King. That's how much I believe in our election system. Now, well, that's all I got to say.
Well, with that, let's go to our second break here,
let's
okay?
Leave.
Yeah, I know.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best homestyle catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay. Well,
all right, we're back.
Our last segment. We're going to wrap this up. But I've talked about this for years. And I before I even tell you what I'm going to talk about, I remember I was on the phone with a buddy of mine. He's a lifelong friend of mine. His name's Randy as well.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Kansas City. And I hadn't talked to him in probably a year, year and a half, but he was my best friend growing up. And we were talking, and I said, well, Randy, I want to tell you something. I said, I've changed a lot in this lifetime. I've changed a lot, and here's what I'm going to tell you. And you're going to think I'm absolutely crazy. You're probably going to want to hang up, call 911, and get some authorities out here to haul me off. But this is how crazy I really am. I said, I believe that the Biden regime is, there's actually about three different Bidens that they're using. So my question is, how many Bidens are there? Now you take a look at it, okay?
Well, I've seen, you know, I've heard this,
yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's out there.
I said it beginning, you know, I had never seen it on Twitter. I'd never seen it on any of the social media. Okay. I was the one out there preaching it, and I was even preaching it to my family. And, you know, I remember when Biden first took office, I went down to Texas to visit my kids. And I told my kids one night sitting there, and my daughter looked at me and said, now, Dad, I got to tell you, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just going to ask you, don't share this in public, okay?
No, just put it on your podcast.
Well, I didn't have a podcast back there.
You
but
do now.
By golly, we got one, so I'm putting it out there.
Well, I saw something just the other day. It was showing how the differences of how tall he was, how tall he is. His height difference.
Yeah.
That's on there.
Oh, he grew, you know, 4 inches, right, after he turned this thing over to Kamala?
Right.
I mean, he grew 4 inches after he threw it to her. Okay? But beforehand, and if you take a look, and X has a lot of it, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, a lot of these pictures, if you take a look at it real close, I mean, even facial recognition people experts are beginning to question. You know, what they do is they'll measure, I guess, facial recognition, and I'm not an expert, but I have read a little bit on it. You know, they measure from the tip of your nose to the top of your lip, from your earlobe to somewhere in your jaw. They from your eyebrow to your chin, something like that. They take all these different measurements. So all of this is happening, and even professional people have said this stuff ain't adding up. Facial recognition experts are beginning to question. So, I mean, the evil regime that has been in charge of our country has used Biden as nothing more than a brain dead puppet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to tell you, at first, I truly believed, or I felt sorry for Joe Biden. Because I got to tell you, if Jill or the son or any of the family really loved him, I'm going to tell you, if that was my dad, I'd said, hey, Joe, hey, Dad, I got to be honest with you. You're starting to slip, okay? And people are noticing. We're noticing around the house. We're noticing out in public. You're beginning to mentally slip.
Well, they may have, you know, but
he's
not going to listen to it.
I don't think they did, Randy. Here's what I really think. I think all of them, including Jill, said, hey, we're going to get millions of dollars out of this. So we're willing. She was more than willing to throw him to the wolves. He was thrown to the wolves and put out there as the puppet. And so you've got the George Soros, Hussein, Pelosi, and Hillary.
Right.
I think those are the four that have ran the communist regime and only had Biden. Biden hasn't made any decisions.
No.
Biden hadn't ruined the country. Biden hadn't changed all these laws and done things. They did exactly what they wanted.
Well, okay? They won't let them talk. That's why.
No.
That's why. They keep them shut up.
Yeah.
And they kept him shut up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take any questions from the press.
Right.
You know, he may say yes or no.
Yeah.
Or that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and then turn around and walk off. Maybe you have to have one question. And then, you know, Kamala's the same way.
Yeah.
They will not let her talk either.
Yeah. Now, see, I call her Kamala because she's a commie.
Right.
And she lives in La La Land.
I'll tell you off air what I'll call her.
So I got to tell you, I'm not really 100% sure that the real Joe Biden is still alive.
I mean, just look at it a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was on the news was reporting. There's people that don't think he's alive.
Now, here's what, and I shared this with you in private, so let me just throw this out here, okay? I mean, if we're going to run people off the first,
we might as well
do it right now, okay?
We might as well.
Here's what I really would have done if I were them, okay? Not that I would have done it, but here's what I expected out of them. During the first debate, I figured that they would juice him up to the point that he would actually drop dead during that first debate. Now, think of the sympathy vote that they would have gotten.
Right.
Now, this is crazy, but think of the sympathy vote. They juiced him up. He was so high on drugs trying to get through that hour or 2 hours or whatever it was. He was so juiced up. He was
a zombie.
Oh.
He was a zombie.
Stood there with his mouth open, staring off into space. He had no idea where he was at. And he had practiced for, 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he had practiced and practiced and practiced. They had him juiced up. And I fully expected, and we were at your house that evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched part of it. You said, are you going to watch any of this? I said, no. So you talked us into staying here, and we talked. Or we watched it.
Right.
Finally, halfway through it, I said, dear God, I've endured all of this that I can. Mm-hmm. I got to go home.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly expected for him to drop dead, or at least drop during that.
Right.
They could have pulled him off. Think of the sympathy vote. Then they could have brought Kamala in, put her in office, or I really kind of expected Gavin Newsom out of California.
Yeah.
I thought he was the guy that was being groomed because he's kin to Pelosi and all of that mess. I really figured that would be the one. But instead, they let him go through the whole thing. Then they started trashing him. And then they either talked him out of it or they threatened him. and probably was a threat. But you know what? Jill could have stopped all this mess. If she really cared for that man, she could have stopped it. Mm-hmm. I would have never allowed my family member in the mental shape that he's in. I would have never allowed him to run. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, folks, if this hasn't run you off, come back and we'll enjoy another time. But I guess that's it.
I guess so. We'll see you next time.
Tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow